Good morning, gentlemen and the lady. Are we set?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You will recall that sometimes last week, precisely 1 week ago now, Okpanan Division, the patrol team that was sent out on rescue, got attacked just some few meters away from the police station. And following that attack, the command has not been resting in its quest to ensure that those who committed that atrocity are brought to book. Consequently, our men have been out 247 conducting stop and search, raiding of various black spots, combing the hideouts, including the enclaves of the suspected members of IPOB. That paid off this early morning at about 0730 hours when the DPO Ila and his men were out on stop and search. And the sinister group came in and attacked them. But luck ran against them as they were repelled after a fierce gun battle. Our men were able to chase them, brought one of them down, and that happened to be the leader of the syndicate. He was properly neutralized, and others escaped with bullet wounds. The dead body is what you can see right inside that patrol vehicle there. Then the AK-47 you are seeing is one of our AK-47 that was taken away. Recall that two AK-47 were carted away upon that attack. To God be the glory, we've been able to recover one, remaining one, neutralize one of them, while three others escaped into the bush with bullet wounds. The onslaught against them continues. Thank you very much.
CP, sir.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the person there is dead, can really give us a lot of information.
Yes.
But may we know from findings, have you discovered who they are?
Of course. When you take a cursory look on that body, you will see charm tied to his waist. That tells you that it's a symbol of a suspected member of an IPOB. You know, we know their trademark and their modus operandi. Anywhere they operate, they mark themselves up. Of course, they were masked when they came out. All over them is charms in their usual way, believing that that charm they are going about will save them. But I'm happy that although he's not alive, to see for himself that he merely deceived himself by carrying all those things around his waist. And I must appreciate the effort of the policemen, their bravery and their gallantry. Being courageous is what paid off, and we can all see that their courage has made the command proud. And no wonder, therefore, the other members that have now escaped into the bush will have a rethink to come out again and say they want to operate. That is if they are alive, because very soon our men will still go back to that bush and still comb the bush with a view to checking up and ensuring that one or two of them that had received bullet wounds might likely fall down and collapse there because they ran well bleeding. So I'm sure they cannot go to any hospital to say they want to go and take treatment. Because no hospital will admit them with that bullet wound. And even if they are admitted, that hospital will still have the cause to call the police. And that, they wouldn't like to do that. So, for sure, we are getting the rest.
CP, I want to commend your men for this quick response. And I'm assuring that they are behind all the checkmates, the crime that is going on. But I want to ask, because we are concerned too, about the family of the lost of this police members. You know, three of them died last week.
Yeah.
And this week we've been able to, you know, recover one of our two arms, one of the arms that they took away. What are your efforts to encourage the family of the lost policemen that died last week? How far your command has been able to reach out to the family?
When this incident happened, that's a very good question. When the incident happened last week, myself and my management team sat down and delegated a team to reach out to the family. One, I also contacted my boss, that is Inspector General of Police, briefed him accordingly, and he indeed assured me of his office support to those three gallant officers who lost their lives in line of duty. I did not stop there. I contacted also His Excellency, who even without requesting from him what he could do for them, he promised that as soon as he comes back, this week to be precise, that he's going to reward the family. So we are not letting the family go the way the whole thing went. We will ensure that they are properly taken care of. At least that will serve as a motivating factor to others.
Okay, CP, finally from me, we also got to know that the joint effort of course with vigilante, one of the young men was lying critical at the FMC. Have you been briefed on his health status at the moment? Because of course they are part of what you do, they help and all of that. So apart from the local police, are you checking up on?
Of course, my men were there. My men were there to check on, to check up on him. Not just to check up on him, but at least to provide a little thing that will support him in aiding his quick discharge from that hospital.
My CP, sir, what assurance are you giving to residents of Asaban environs about their safety regarding what is currently happening in the recent time?
They should have no fear. They should count on what the command is doing. They are aware that this command will not rest on its oars unless the criminally misguided elements are brought down. And of course, they are seeing it every now and then, that the command under my watch is doing everything humanly possible to ensure that the residents of this town guarantee their safety and their security, and of course, for them to sleep with their two eyes closed. However, what we also demand from them is that support, that information that they need to give us of crime and criminalities around their respective areas of residence that will go a long way in partnering with the police towards ensuring that Asaba and an environment remain crime-free, relatively.
Good morning, CP. Sorry for coming late. I just have a short question. I know you have managed to capture this ongoing. I want to know what areas.
They are the so-called unknown gunmen. And when we say unknown gunmen, you and I know where they come from. But this time around, they are not unknown. Particularly this one is known.
All right, sir. But what about the follow-up to what happened?
Thank you, sir. He's paying the price of being late. Yes.
What is this? Yellow. This is on. Come.